to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Welcome back to the Video Game Bang E3 edition, where we are closing this bad boy out. We are basting the turkey, as some of us say. We are kicking this pig. We're getting this thing done. We are now back in our home studio in Sacramento, California. It was a pleasure to be out there for the E3 event in Los Angeles. But that said, I'm very glad to be home, and I think my co-host will agree. He is Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
The golden voice gangster.
Glad to get some rest, finally.
Now we can rest. And joining us, she was with us through the whole event of E3, Jada.
Hey, everybody.
So, what are you guys thinking? We're back home. Are you glad to be home, Aaron? I know me and you talked about this. You were extremely happy when the plane landed.
Yeah. I was extremely happy. I mean, I love you, LA, but Sacramento is my home. Always is going to be my home, I believe. LA is a fast-paced place, and Sacramento is in between somewhere of that fast and that slow zone. So, I like being the middleman type of guy.
Jada seemed to take to L.A. more like a fish in water. So are you sad to be back?
I am both. I'm in the middle because I love the party scene for L.A. The parties were amazing. I mean, you can't beat parties with open bar and free food. So, but yeah, you guys missed out. But no, it is good to be home, being able to sleep in my own bed for once again and, play some of my own games and actually make progress in my own stuff instead of just beating on all the noobs in Smash in L.A. I didn't lose.
Speaking of which, where's my shirt?
It's in my bag at home. Aww. You'll get it next podcast.
Wow.
Since you couldn't win one on your own.
Wow.
You have to wait.
Aaron only has one because of me, first of all.
I know, neither of you guys could win. It's
okay. We don't deserve it.
Actually, when we played most of the time, I would win the first round with no problem.
Yeah, you would win.
Second one that
first rounds
for some
don't
reason.
Matter.
And in the first round, I would always choose somebody random that I just was like, I want to try this new character, and I would just win.
They would lull you into a false sense of security.
And then I would play with somebody that I thought I'd be better with, and then I, would come in like second or something like that.
See, I did the opposite. I was smart. I played characters I had no idea what I was doing with the first one, so they would ignore me the second round, and then the second round I went around and I just slaughtered everybody.
That's what I would do. I told you, I was just playing with people that I didn't really know.
But you were winning.
Mega Man. I didn't know I'd be good with Mega Man. I didn't know I was going to be good with freaking, Mac or something like that. So I was just going with the flow. But, I mean, everybody feels a little different in the game.
Yeah.
Tad bit. But I haven't played Smash Brothers beforehand in a while. Like
that
a
last night was very interesting. Aaron and I decided we couldn't get into the first party, so we just decided to stay in, had a pizza, recorded the podcast, watched some television, and then we go to bed like normal individuals, and then 2 o'clock rolls around and our door gets busted in. Our room is just full of random people we don't know. We're both dead asleep. People are shaking our hands and talking to us.
Yeah.
And then in a flash, everyone's gone. And I remember having the thought before I went back to sleep, like, God, we should get up and like make sure all our equipment's still here.
I sat there and watched everybody. I made sure of it because my stuff was in the room too, so I wasn't gonna just let them.
I remember it was John and I believe Mark.
Yes,
Precise.
Yes. Passes.
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 Get that right.
Wow.
He was there.
Yeah,
and fully, with Christmas lights and everything.
All in my face.
Yeah, I don't remember all that. I was like half in and out, so I was like,
you guys
whatever.
Truly were. You're like, okay, yeah. All right, here, yeah, shake your hand. Nice to meet you. Get the fuck out. I
felt like celebrity status. You know, like, who let these people in here?
Yeah.
The autographs. Get them out of here.
You got to see Doom Kitty at one of the parties.
Yeah, I mean, Ivy Doom Kitty took some pictures. I've got them posted on my Facebook. I'll get them posted on Twitter probably tonight. But yeah, she was there in her Assassin's Creed outfit. I believe it's her Altair outfit, remember right.
Yeah, she had that at the Comic Con.
That's when she debuted it at the Sacramento Comic Con.
Yeah, the first time we met. And then there were some other pretty cool cosplayers there. I didn't catch their names. There was one dressed as Psylocke and another as Wonder Woman. Both very hot. I got pictures with the Psylocke.
I look forward to that on Twitter at Jade Arena. And while you're at it, go to our Twitter page if you haven't already. We're going to be doing some giveaways for a lot of beta keys and some of the swag we got from E3. Keep your ear on the show. And you can find us at Video Game Bang. Go to Facebook.com. Like us, Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. Twitch.tv/VG Bang for this next week. And what we got to let you guys know is we are going to take a week off. So no new episode this weekend. You will get the normal, the E3 shows. You can go back and listen to those if you really, you know, miss us. And we will be back next, what day do we post the shows? Friday?
Thursday.
Next Thursday, the show is back, all new. We got some tricks up our sleeves. We're bringing some of the old fire back to the show. But we want to talk about E3, and we're going to put some closure here. E3, the final day, was probably my favorite day. Let's see. This one, I had my least amount of appointments, so I actually got to enjoy the showroom floor. And Aaron and I stuck together most of the time.
Yeah. This was a, I called it my swag grab day. That's what I was going for. That was my whole mission, to get as much swag as I can. And I think I actually came away pretty nice on that day.
Yeah, see, I think I failed on the swag. I didn't get nearly as much as I wanted to. Mm. I should have followed Laura around.
Oh, yeah.
Because Laura, she just knew where swag was.
She was a G at that.
Laura, like, every time, it was like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. She'd pull out this little tiny bag, and there'd be, like, a pair of $300 headphones or something crazy.
I know. Like, how did she get all that stuff?
Being awesome.
And then we had an appointment for 2K, and we went back into the little, you know, lounge waiting room, and there's Laura and her friend. I guess Laura was the other girl's name, too, right? So double Laura's sitting back there, and we go up there, and I'm like, oh, you had an appointment? She's like, no, we just walked back here.
I was like, you just walk
back? Like, you just walk back?
There's nobody told us the rules.
Yeah, like there's 7 security guards in the front, and you guys just strolled through. Like, how did you get past, you know, and without saying anything? And, you know, Corey almost got the third degree by the giant Norse guy that was in the front of
the evolved dude.
So, I mean, she actually knew how to move well in that crowd and everything like that. So she's a veteran. She's a veteran.
For sure, because like, I tried
I
to get in.
I love all the veterans.
I tried to get into the WB one. I tried to sneak into there, and the tall, like, 7-foot black dude was like, do you have an appointment? No.
Did your badge say media on it, though?
It didn't say media, no. Okay. It was exhibit and second floor.
See, I didn't know there was really a difference. I was told that everybody at the event would be media, so I didn't realize that my badge had special abilities to get a media.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Room.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I guess that was the X factor that had people walking in and out and stuff like that. I don't know what that second floor was, but that's apparently where Donald Glover was at.
Really? What? I didn't see him.
Jerry sent me the video of him doing the interview, him and Pootie.
Danny Pootie?
And they were talking about Far Cry and the co-op and stuff like that.
No!
They were up on
How did we miss Gambino?
They were on the second level and, you know, just looking down or whatever. But I don't know where they were by. I got to go look at
the
video.
We were walking up there a lot.
It was one of the walls that had a giant picture on it. Of whatever game. So
Aaron's just trying
to
break my closet door, don't worry.
I don't know where they were exactly. So yeah.
I'm trying to
think.
Cause second floor that had up there, that was where Bandai Namco was, that's where WB was. Also had the Nosegoth, it had Activision was up there.
Oh, so no. They were on like, okay, not that type of second floor. Because, yeah, we went up there and we looked.
Oh, you're talking
about
like
this
on
was
the,
like on
the
show
floor, that
second
floor
level
stuff.
Up top.
Oh, gotcha. Snap.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't even know how you get up there, first of all. But they were overlooking everybody down.
If it's like any of the games we saw this year, they had jetpacks.
Then, yeah, or grappling hooks.
Or grappling
hooks.
Yeah,
but they were up there and they did a little interview or whatever. I just didn't see them on the show floor. Maybe it's because they were probably behind the closed doors, you know, screening stuff.
Troy and Abed playing Far Cry.
Yeah, terrible. But I see, like, online, other websites, how they had, like, exclusive rooms and stuff like that. And maybe that's probably what some of the celebrities were doing as well. Like, exclusive hotel showings and stuff like that.
No, we got to get in on those. So that day, Aaron and I started in the Ubisoft, right?
Oh,
that's where they were doing Just Dance.
They had, I know that Ubi had just
okay,
Hands
no,
Far
no,
Cry.
Not scheduled, just where
yeah,
we went.
Yeah, we were
went.
Just walking yeah, around yeah, in there. Yeah. I actually yeah. got to play Far Cry Hands-On. It played just like Far Cry 3, except it just looked awesomer. Awesomer.
Awesomer. Yeah. That's yeah. the word. I went to go try to see if The Division was playable, because there was a long line all the way around.
Huge line for The Division.
And then a French guy said, no, it's just a video. And I was like...
why did he have a Japanese accent?
Why does that sound Japanese?
That was kind of French.
That was international, put it that way.
Okay.
That was international.
That European,
Yeah, it was European. But yeah, he said it's just a video, and I was like, so why is there a line all the way around the freaking building for a video? I want a playable demo, so I got out of that crap.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things I found. People go there with totally different motives. I think we had a motive to try and play the games we wanted to play for article purposes, which you can go check out on nerdreactor.com. I put up 4 today.
I've only put up 2 so far throughout the whole event, and I got 4 more coming.
I got probably at least 3 in the works that are rough drafts right now. Those should be posted by the end of the night.
I have an extended preview up of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. If you listen to the show yesterday... day 2, I pretty much recapped most of it, but I kind of went more in-depth on some of the things. I did Destiny, Nyko, and the haptic vest.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know the other thing that I saw video footage of, but I didn't actually see it on the show floor, was the one where you run on it.
Oh,
yeah. The omnidirectional
treadmill
thing.
Yeah, I didn't see
thing.
That anywhere. So where was that even located?
I saw somebody on it.
I wish I would have, because I would have stood in that line to try to get a feel of that one, because... I don't know. I want to see how that works with, like, Oculus Rift.
Oh, my gosh.
It's getting close to VR rooms. I think we're getting
close. We're going to have the vest, the Oculus.
The treadmill.
The treadmill. With a Kinect sensor on your balls or something.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible.
So, Far Cry, it was just a standard mission, like Far Cry 3, where you got to kind of infiltrate a compound. And you can choose to do it via stealth, elephant, or helicopter. I believe it was. I chose elephant. Probably wasn't the best choice.
I was going
to
say that.
Especially because, like, the first thing I wanted to do was see if I could kill my elephant. So I just pretty much ran up to it and shotgun blasted it in the face.
And you can't.
Yeah.
It dies?
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
And, like, the chick, the model girl who was watching me, I had my one earphone on and the other one off. She goes, oh.
Wow. So, I looked at her and I'm like, that's how I rolled.
Lost all my chances there.
Wow. Yeah.
Of course,
animal hater.
Huh?
Animal hater.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
yeah.
PETA's coming for you.
PETA from Hunger Games?
Where did you... Because you went to play Far Cry and I went someplace else.
I lost track of you there and then we met up... Shit, I don't know.
No, they were giving away something. Oh, Black... Black Gold. That's where I
Black
went.
Black Gold. Free
when,
to play.
Yeah, when you went there and played that, I went to Black Gold's place, and I got a little small, sound clip interview with the guy there, and he was telling me about the game, and I got to play, because there was nobody there. And, like, they were giving out, you know, really good swag bags. And so I literally just walked up to the computer and started playing, and then the girl was, and I was like, did I just skip a whole bunch of people? And she was like, no, nobody's here. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So I started playing. The game is awesome. It's like the next step in Terra, I think, because it's more of a shooter feel, because there's classes that have weapons that are like guns and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Or you can be the hack and slasher type of person. But yeah, I went and liked their page. I got the little swag bag that came with Age of Wushu on an actual
disc. See, I was going to say, I was more interested in the concept of Age of Wushu than I was Black
Gold. I didn't talk about the Age of Wushu with that guy. I literally just stayed with the Black Gold. What is Wushu about?
Age of Wushu has been out forever.
Yeah, it's an older one.
It's more of a, it's based on martial arts. So it's MMO. You go, depending on what school you decide to attend, those are the skills you learn.
Hmm.
I guess at any point you can go to a new school and learn more. But
can you stack? Yeah, you, get, can
you can't
stack
them. That's one thing I was asking him. I was like,
how do you just forget?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because I was like, let's go ask Johnny Hendricks if when he trains jiu-jitsu, he forgets how to box.
He's like, yeah, I don't know how to box anymore.
Yeah.
He just starts swinging his arms
flailing.
In a circle. Yeah.
Johnny Hendricks, of course, the UFC welterweight champion, I'm sorry, who was at the Alienware booth.
Yeah, and what was the chick's name?
Felice Herrig.
who you kept forgetting her autograph every time. I
was so enthralled with talking to her because we had a good conversation about her in the next season of The Ultimate Fighter.
She actually did chop it up a little there. I saw that. Yeah. She was talking about how, yeah, I don't know what she was talking about until the other dude came
in. Some weirdo came up and wanted to arm wrestle her, and she's like, oh, I better not because, you know, the biggest fight of my life is coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Last thing she needs to do is arm wrestle some weirdo.
And then just, like, hurt herself because he was a dick.
Random ligament just tears, just like,
eh. Yep.
Yeah.
So those two were awesome. Aaron and I had a big meeting, and this is probably the most exciting thing that happened to me for the day, was our meeting with Borderlands and Evolve.
Yes, 2K. That was very good. Beforehand, if you listen to older episodes, I'm always skeptical about Evolve because it's like, it seems like it's going to get boring real fast. But it's one of those you have to. It's an Oculus Rift. You have to play it to get it.
Not quite an Oculus Rift.
I'm saying with the
analogy, yes, I understand your point.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't know any other way to explain it besides, you know, because I'd be like, oh, it's just a shooter where you go against a monster. But the teamwork aspect is like, it's definitely vital. There. It's very vital.
And I was surprised with how balanced it was because before we got to play, we had to watch like two full games.
Yeah.
And anytime anyone got isolated, they were dead within a couple hits. But,
gone, yeah.
But if you put up a solid team effort, they would drain, they would melt that monster too.
Yeah, they definitely would. And if, like, we watched it on the big screen, so they were doing like the tournament or whatever.
Commentary.
Yeah, the commentator was good.
He was good.
Was really good. I don't know if he's like a MLG pro or something like that, but that's the type of commentating I would want to see in like esports and stuff like that. But those matches were good. And those were developers that were playing, I think?
I think so. Because
I think he was
team.
Like, oh, the sound director, you know, Ken Wu. And then people were like, I don't know who that is. Yeah. And then like, art director, you know, whatever. And then, cool. He drew something. But when we got up there.
My gosh. They put us on a weird team.
Yeah, they put us on an awkward team.
They put us on, like, you think of the most awkward geek just, you know, trolling some comic shop somewhere.
My goodness.
And, like, I'm a social person.
Yeah.
So if somebody's next to me, you know, I'm going to try to at least make a conversation. So whenever we have the headsets on and all, we can hear the guy.
Like, it sounded just like Aaron was everybody actually sounded like you're an airplane pilot.
Airplane pilot? Yeah. You had the same, like, you know, this is your captain speaking. Yeah, type of thing. So whenever I got on there, I was like, all right, let's have a good match here, everybody. And so I was there, and then, like, I was just talking in general. And then when I saw the guy next to me kind of just, like, blank stare type thing, I was like, you ready, man? Let's do this. And he just...
just froze.
I was like,
his lights were on, but nobody was home.
I was like, what's up with this dude? I was like, okay.
He's like, I've never talked to anybody in a
he was clearly nervous.
And for some reason, they cut the communication between me and Corey.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't talk to him. Because, like, I was calling out stuff, and you said you were calling, you know, saying
stuff
out.
But my mic was off, because I was like, why can't, because I was, like, saying, Aaron, can you hear me? Aaron, like, during the match?
Nothing.
No one could hear me. Then I saw the little mic button, and I pushed it, and I heard a beep, and then all of a sudden, I could hear again. And
wow.
So, what system were you guys playing on? Was probably running on a PC. It was running on a one?
Yeah.
Cool.
Ours, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I wasn't sure if it was one or a PC.
No.
I mean, it would run better on a PC.
Terrible.
But we got in the game.
But probably true.
And the little director guy that was behind us, he was telling us a little bit about ourselves. I like the way they set it up, too. Every individual person, what class you were. Like, I was a healer, or I was the medic, and Corey was the assault. And they gave us a quick, like, 30-second or something video on what your character can do. And
that was an awesome little tutorial.
Yeah, it was cool. Everybody gets that
quick. I didn't
know
there was a perk. Before the match starts, you can choose a special ability.
Yeah.
And you unlock more as it goes on, but, like, as an assault, I could either deal 10% more damage or get 15% damage
reduction.
Protection, yeah.
I chose... What did you pick, though?
I chose damage.
Damage dealing, yeah.
I knew you, and the reason I chose it is because I knew you were the medic, and I was like, he's going to be watching out for me.
So, yeah, yeah. Okay. I purposely chose self-health gen, regeneration. That way I can focus on healing other people.
That guy was surprised you chose that one, too. Like, because he was like, oh, medic's hurt. Wait, oh, he chose health reduction.
And your health is full again.
Like,
yeah.
Good job.
I was like, yeah, dude. I do my job, all right? I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to die, and I'm supposed to keep everybody else alive. And then, like, he kept calling. He's like, yeah, the mayor. Oh, you're on it. Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm like, I've played games before, dude. You don't have to tell me what to do. I got this. And so, like, whenever you were, because you were low after, like, our second battle with the monster, and he ran off. And I was like, assault, back up. Back up. I can heal you. Assault, go. And like, you were just jumping and leaving. And I was like, does he not hear me or something? And then the guy behind me was like, he's in range. You can heal him. So I was like, oh, okay, then. I'll heal him.
That was fun. I really had a lot of fun with Evolve. I could see now they promised in our little briefing, they said there's going to be even more characters coming.
Yep.
More monsters. Yep. And that's what's going to make the game
more levels.
More replayable.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. I feel that's going to be one of those ones where that game mode will be like, you know how MOBAs, there's only one game mode you can only play. Well, not only play, but, you know, that's
the
most
main
popular
mode. Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I think, will be that type of genre. It feels like they just created a whole new genre of games. Yeah.
There's a lot of games that are kind of starting to follow that path. There's a couple other smaller ones. Fable Legends is doing the same 4v1.
Yeah, we
style.
Played that.
Yeah.
Not as polished. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Not as polished.
I think the biggest problem with Fable Legends is the fact that as the. You played as the villain, right, Corey?
Mm-hmm.
And you said basically once you run out of your resources, you're just done.
Yep.
You're just sitting there holding.
Yeah. Nothing. It's so dumb. Like, if they even gave me something as small as like a random lightning strike I can control.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like, that'd be dope.
And so I was talking about that earlier actually with some other coworkers. Is one thing they could have done to make the game better is, okay, so you clear these two sections as the four heroes, mm-hmm. or whatnot. The boss is out of resources. You get to the boss's dungeon, the villain's dungeon. You actually fight now 4v1 on this boss's dungeon. The more damage and stuff he's dealt to you guys throughout the match, he gets experience accrued and his character is built. He gets like 30
that's
seconds to...
That's what I thought actually was just going to be in. Yeah, like, yeah. I thought that was... That's the most logical, like, basic thing. You know, you're supposed to be able to build up as they build up type of stuff as well.
So you think they would have done something like that. They might still,
They have to, because it makes no sense. There's no... what is my goal then besides just kill them?
Yeah,
there's
to
no
kill the monsters.
Extra add-ons, you know, like, I don't have little
there's
minions
no,
to farm
like,
or anything.
Bad guy
like
campaign or leveling.
Yeah,
system.
Like, so, yeah, what is my whole thing? You know, I don't understand. Even in Evolve, when you're the monster, you're going around eating other monsters.
So you can heal and regenerate your armor and
so it's
evolve,
not,
yeah.
It's not like you're just, once they take you down to a certain level, you're just done.
In our match, the monster hit level 3, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit max level. We still whooped him out, yeah. Like, yeah. I think that's the class that I would actually play in-game is medic. Because I like staying back. And then, I mean, the medic is always targeted, so he was always coming after me, trying to take me out.
So you're always in the action.
My job was to try and pull aggro, basically, because I have a shield. My right bumper activated a shield that made me invulnerable. So it would happen. Sometimes I'd run up with my flamethrower. When you turn around, you activate the shield, and just start wailing on him. But our monster wasn't... You know, he was from Escapist, right?
Yes, yeah.
He was from Escapist. Yeah. He was like one of their top guys, I think.
Well, he was their bottom.
When he said his title, and so I was kind of scared. I was like, oh, this is a big company.
We all know business people aren't always the best gamers.
He sat down there and got whipped. Because he kept trying to, like, he would come after me, I would just turn invisible, and I'd run away, not even looking at the fight. And then when I turn around, you guys are just wailing on him, and his power is just draining.
I think we had a good trapper, too.
The trapper is the class I want to play.
Our trapper landed those battle arenas
time. Yeah, yeah. And that was good stuff, too. I didn't get to go to the edge to see if I can get out of the arena, or is just everybody trapped in that?
I think you can leave it.
Okay.
That would be better. The other game, Aaron and I, we got to go into a briefing room where we got to watch a video trailer of the new Borderlands, an extended one, not one that they showed that I've seen anywhere yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen that anywhere either. Yeah.
It had the same humor.
Good humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's like you can throw a shield that's, you know, sounds just like, what's the name? What did he call it? He's like, it sounds oddly similar to...
I don't want
to
get in a legal situation, but you could say his name rhymes with Shmapton Shemaya.
Yeah, yeah. And then they show her throw the shield, and then it, you know, bounces back or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny and entertaining.
And then we actually got the hands-on on that one, which I felt good, because not everybody in the room got to.
Yeah.
They stamped our hands and let us go over there and play it. And Aaron and I got to sit on the only... four machines that were linked up co-op.
Yeah, and we got to play a co-op mission together. Yeah. And that was actually really good. And it ended at the boss battle where we didn't get to actually
fight
the boss.
Such my point of Borderlands is Borderlands is not fun to play alone.
No, I don't think it would have been.
I played that same demo that we played.
Uh-huh.
I was playing it in the Microsoft booth like 2 days before, and I kind of got halfway through and just left. I didn't care to move forward. And then when we had co-op and I actually had someone there helping me, I was like, yeah, this is, and we breezed through it.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Did you actually upgrade your character to get the final, because I put all my points into a full tree to get the final form.
Yeah, I think I had Wilhelm and I went like during the, where your droid does health. So I had boosted defense.
I don't know what the shield girl's name is.
Athena? Something like that. Athena or something.
I had her and I put all her points all the way down to where whenever she throws the shield, or whenever she puts a shield up, you can click the right thumbstick and she'll dash forward and do a slash with it and it crits and like kills like everything it looked like. But her ability I like. The shield coming up, you can block, do damage, and then when the timer goes out, even if you don't throw it before, she'll just still throw it at the end. So it's not like you just put it back down. So like when your timer comes out, boom, she throws it, you know, kills one person, comes back. And I was like, yeah, she's pretty good. Like I like her ability. And then that dash slash thing is even cooler. So I'm like, all right. I wish I could respec somehow. I mean, they didn't have any respec stations, of course, but I wanted to see the other trees and how they went through.
Jada, did you get to play games on the last day? Any big games?
The last day I spent most of the time in line, honestly. So, like, I beelined for Battlefield Hardline, played that. That was pretty cool. Means Battlefield 4, just cops and robbers style, but they added new stuff like a nightstick, tasers, like the nightstick you can use and you can hold.
Can you incapacitate guys? Like the villain?
I never tried it, but I was reading, and supposedly what you can do with the nightstick is you can hold an enemy hostage, and it gives you kind of like a UAV, so you get you force him to tell you where all his allies are on the map.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. I played it was the loot grab mode, where you're basically, it's a new take on Capture the Flag, where it's one giant pile of money, you have to get it back to your base. So people are camping at your base, killing you, stealing money from your base, and taking it to theirs, and vice versa. Let's see what else. I played probably my favorite game I played besides Smash, Sunset Overdrive. By far,
as good as people are saying.
By far, the funnest game at the conference besides Smash Brothers.
Wow.
By far.
That's a bold statement.
You know, that's the game I heard people talking about, like just in conversations, like just walking around the halls. You'd hear people say, "Have you played Sunset Overdrive? Oh my god, you have to!"
It's so good. Like anybody who's a Ratchet and Clank fan or a Resistance fan is gonna love. In Sunset Overdrive, it's those games on steroids. It's Ratchet and Clank on steroids. It's bright, it's colorful, tons of, you know, just crazy weapons. There's exploding teddy bears. You got like an anchor that fires like a pool of the overdose soda that enemies are drawn to, so you can lead them into your traps. There's like a freeze ray. There's an AK-7FU. Wow. There's all types of...
I'm interested in trying it. At the conference, to me, it wasn't worth the line compared to the other stuff.
Honestly, the line was super short. Because they had 24 stations open, and each match was only like 6 to 8 minutes. So the line was flowing through. I thought I didn't do it the first 2 days either, because I thought the line was so long, and then... I did on the third day.
Lines
wasn't
were
too
deceptive
bad.
To me. That's what
some
I
places
some
they
were
are.
Very long, and others were quick.
It was
such a roll of the dice what to do.
Yeah, like I went to the Dragon Age, the 35-minute developer walkthrough expose on it, and that was so much time because it cost me an hour of my day because I didn't get in on the first 35 minutes.
They didn't have that one playable.
That
right?
wasn't playable. It was all watchable. There's a lot of details and stuff. It was really cool.
You can't play Dragon Age unless you play for like an hour. We'll be back after this break, and we're going to talk about our favorite game of the show. So don't go anywhere.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
All right. Welcome back to Video Game Bang. thanks for sticking around.
Met that guy in the airport.
We met that guy on an airport, Mr. Lucas Schunemann. Schunemann. He does voice acting, as you may have guessed, for the game Strife. He does voice acting in One Piece. He's nice guy. God bless him.
Yeah,
he was causing a scene.
Causing a scene, really?
He was causing a scene. Like, he was near where I was charging my phone, and he's just going off, and I hear a dude saying all these weird voices, like, "I'm gonna get you, my pretty," and all this crazy stuff. And I kind of look over. He's a bald guy. He's shaking his hand, handing his card to everybody, saying, "Yeah, I was in One Piece," and nobody knew who One Piece was.
Yeah, I mean, it's an anime, so...
And we're in the middle of LAX, I mean, so maybe they're used to this kind of stuff, but he was a great guy. I sat next to him, kind of told him, "Hey, I know what One Piece is, at least."
I've heard of that.
He pulled out his phone and showed me and, you know, was, like, doing the voice as the character was saying it.
Do you remember the name of his character, what he said?
You
said it was a pie, or one of the... bad guys, right?
Yeah, it was the bad guy. If you go to youtube.com and just type in Lucas Schunemann, he will pop up, and because I think he has his page where he puts all of his work for like his demo reel. He gave me some really good advice though about voice acting, and that was, he says when they put out a job, you always go with your second instinct on which voice to go into the audition with. Because usually you get to see the character, you look at it, and, you know, you get an idea of what you think that character sounds like. But in his industry, you should always go with your second feeling. Because chances are, if there's a dozen people going for the same role, and everyone goes off their first instinct, everyone's going to sound the same. And so when the people are hiring, and you're walking in there, and you're going, you know, you hear the same voice over and over and over again, that unique one stands out and gets the job.
Makes sense.
That's how he said he
got his
gigs.
That's actually very sound advice.
And then he asked me for $38 and walked away.
The guy has, I'm looking at his resume. The guy has some, he's got some stuff under his belt. He's definitely got some stuff under his belt.
What's his biggest one besides One Piece?
Let's see.
Well, he agreed to be on the show, so we'll have him on here pretty soon.
Tropico 4 he was on. He's on this new game, of course, Smite. Lego Ultra Agents.
It's not Smite, by the way.
Strife. Deus Ex.
Yep.
Okay.
So I guess Deus Ex will probably be
his most well-known.
Yeah, that's
game
probably
he's been in.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, Xenoclash. A lot of people like that game. I know, but
that's
I would
old.
Think. Yeah, I think.
Well, the time has come, everybody, and that time is for us to give the bangies.
Wow.
Trademark patent pending.
The bangies. Yeah. I bet you it's already out there. Some porn sites got the bangies.
Yeah, for sure.
I think each of us should individually give out a bangie for our favorite game of the show and say a little bit of why it was your favorite. And I think the three of us are unique enough to each have different ones. I could be wrong. But I want to start with Jada first.
Of course.
Who are you giving your bangie to?
Oh, it's such a tough one.
Where are you going to put your bangie?
My bangie, I'd have to put mine up. It's going to be between, if we're going most impressive game that I loved at the show, I'm going to have to go with Smash. I have to go with my Smash Brothers. Honorable mentions, they'll go out to both Sunset Overdrive and Drive Club. Drive Club was actually really good, graphically amazing, made me feel like I want to play racing games again.
Interesting.
So that's why it's an honorable mention. Sunset Overdrive, as I was saying before the break, you know, just complete chaos action, 8-player online, tons of just crazy weapons. You have to keep moving. Every mission in the open world game is supposed to be completely different because they took a different worker in the development team and had them design a level. So I think that one's going to be huge this October. But I spent the most time playing Smash. I mean, I went up and won 6 matches. So, you know, I got my t-shirts. I got my badges of honor. Beat all those little LA kids that, you know, men, women, children, everybody bowed before the mighty Jada Arena.
Wow.
So if anybody's out there.
It's getting worse than Aaron every day. Every day you're getting worse.
When Smash comes out, look me up on the Wii U, Jada Arena, and we will... bra.
Now, or whatever this is the other part of the bangies. We tell the person why they're wrong. Aaron, I'll let you start.
Well, I can think of one reason why that's not the game of the show, because it's the same game.
Exactly.
It's okay. Not the the new hotness, as Will Smith would probably call it. The new hotness, and what gets my bangy, is a little game called Landmark, everybody.
Landmark gets your bangy, and you didn't even get the hands on it.
I hands-oned it.
Oh,
before.
You actually got hands on
it? Yeah,
oh, okay.
But then the Jordan had said, hey, can I drive? And I was like, can you drive? Yes. Sit down, sir. Sit down. You can drive anywhere. I don't care. What was that?
Go ahead and finish your smish.
And then we'll all rip our each other's to shreds.
Landmark is the new, of course, little taste before you get the full EverQuest next. So it's... if you were to say Minecraft, you'd have to put times 100. Because of the stuff you can do in this game.
Okay.
Yes. So think of everything you can do in Minecraft now. You can already do in Landmark plus more. And then on top of that, the things and the creativity that's going into this isn't even complete, because they haven't even got to the introduction of Battle in Landmark, which is just PvE and PvP, and enemy manipulation, which will be what players actually do. So they're going to give you the tools that they have for all their enemies, all their, you know, bosses, all their minions, all that type of stuff, and let you play around with it in that world and pretty much build your own game inside this whole world, which can translate over, if good enough, if the developer, you know, their developer gods deem it good enough, into the actual game, which millions will be playing. Fully destructible environment. The graphics are beautiful. Animations that they have, the video camera that tracks your face. If you want to do emotions, you know, with your character from your own face. I mean, it's totally useless in the game, I guess.
Exactly.
But just a little extra add-on. What in the world? Apparently, World War III. Yeah, that was outside.
So somebody in our neighborhood is dead.
Or somebody is that excited about Landmark, because the game is amazing. The customization of everything. So, like, it's a voxel-based game, so you're getting blocks and everything like that. But you can actually
shape
these blocks into circles now.
Does it still look like Minecraft style?
No.
You can make a sphere, you can make it a perfect sphere.
Yeah, this is more closer, because the art style is like the it's like the cartoony Ratchet and Clank type of you know, look and feel like that. So it's got that type of, you know, exaggerated facial features and stuff like that, you know, for humans, and, you know, it's all like that, but it's good. Like, it runs smoothly. Everything in the whole world is procedurally generated, from the enemies to the way they act. One thing he was talking about when he was sitting there, and I was just captivated by his little speech, was how when we let monsters into the world, they actually affect the world. So we'll let wisps in the world, and they'll go around, and people will be like, oh, they're just wisps going around, but they're slowly corrupting the world, and players won't really know that. And then from their corruption, more monsters will be drawn to certain areas. And so now you'll have a reaction where the players will be like, oh, crap, we need to stop this expansion of monsters that are flooding into this area. Not just that, whenever they build cities, they don't build a city as in you log on one day and boom, there's, you know, Terrathan or whatever. It starts off as a small camp, and then over the course of so long, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, mind you, while it's going...
See, now you're talking about EverQuest Next.
Well, this is EverQuest Next. Well, I mean, Landmark.
See, this
is
why you're wrong, Aaron Carter, because you're talking about a game that's a companion to a game that has so many variables that haven't even been seen yet. In theory, yeah, maybe Landmark could be. But you're saying that it can do everything Minecraft can do and more.
Yes.
It cannot.
In the area of?
Of... You can in crafting and making things, but as far as wiring and machinery?
That's come... If window,
oh, oh, it's coming!
With
oh, it's
the,
coming!
Well, this
oh,
is E3. This is E3. How many alpha builds did we play? How many final guild builds of a game did we play?
I played an alpha that won my best game.
Well, which, I take away your bangy because I didn't even hear of Landmark the whole time I was walking around that showroom floor.
Oh, because we were in West Bonneville.
Oh,
hotel.
Here he goes playing the rich man.
Yes,
girl.
We were in a totally different. We were in a totally different. Hotel by itself, 32nd floor suite at the top. That's why.
And so yours already gets taken away, Aaron, because this game is theory based on theory, and you're going to get fed this trail of breadcrumbs until it disappoints you. Jada is completely wrong because it's a game that we've seen a bunch of times. And you know what they did this time? You're going to say, oh, they made it different. They made it different by making it older. They took the old formula, because the only reason people like this one that I was hearing from a lot of Nintendo fan people...
It's more like Melee.
Is that it's more like the old one.
I can't wait to hear this alpha build of a game that you play that's supposed to take your bangy.
The bangy goes to Destiny.
You're done!
Destiny will be the big game of the year.
He's already done!
It's
Go
going
ahead.
To be the biggest IP of the year. New IP,
I agree.
I agree.
It will be the biggest new IP of the year.
And it will be warranted because the game takes the personality, attention to detail, the scope of epicness that Bungie can bring to a game, recreated it in a new, interesting IP that takes the best parts of Halo, which...
Aaron
clearly,
doesn't like I love
an
but...
amazing.
No,
game.
It's not that I don't like it, but I'm letting him finish.
Takes the wonderment and scope and epicness of Halo, takes the collector in you, the obsessiveness, the skill trees, special abilities, and depth from a Borderlands, marries them together in an MMO shooter that's perfectly seamless. You go between open world to campaign missions, no, without a load screen. Just your best buds working together in harmony in this new world.
Are you finished?
Do you want the first shot? Or you?
Okay, I mean, come at me, bro.
He's already shot himself. The first thing that he said when he came out of the Destiny booth was, that's a really good game, but it's Halo.
So, hold on. It wasn't, but it's Halo. It was like, but it's Halo.
Okay, you still say it that way. The same reason why you took
there's a difference.
Jada's banging away
hashtag
was
but
the
it's
same
Halo,
reason.
If you agree with me, hashtag
the
but it's
same
Halo.
Reason you took Jada's hate. I mean, banging away is
no.
The same.
No,
reason.
No.
Do you know why?
No,
do you know
no,
why?
No.
This is why.
I want to know why you
because
think.
You just said it's an old game. They're giving you an old game.
They no. Here's the thing. They took the best parts of that game. The best parts
they took the
of
only
awesome
parts
game.
Of that game. What other parts did they leave out of Halo?
There's no Warthogs.
There's no MMO.
What do you mean there's no Warthogs? There's probably going to be a Warthog in there. There's a Banshee already in that mofo. You said the shotgun is pretty much identical.
I love the weapons.
The
from
controls
Halo.
Are, what, the same?
I love
the perks are basically, you know, minus the magic type of stuff, the same. So, yeah, you're getting Halo on a grander scale.
Exactly.
All right.
You're getting
right.
Halo
now that's,
mixed with
so that's
Borderlands
nothing,
in an MMO. It's a Halo MMO.
No, I'm not saying the game is going to be bad. I'm
it's
just
not
saying.
Gonna be bad. It's
bad. I'm just saying you can't go and.
Take away my
take
bang.
Away. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
No,
what,
you can.
What did they, what did they add?
Smash.
What did they add to the Smash?
Smash, they. Okay, it is pretty much the same game. I'm not going to deny that. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't have to be a new IP to be the best game at the show. That's
yes, it
why.
Does.
No, it does not. By far.
Landmark, everybody.
Which is not a new IP.
And this is it. And this is another thing. Oh, go ahead.
What matters in games is having the game being polished and perfect. And this one is as close to Smash being perfect as I've felt in a long time. The character balancing, the new roster of characters, the variety of stages, items, everything like that, it made me super excited for Smash again.
Landmark. Now, you were like, you're following the breadcrumbs or whatever that they're giving you. I've followed them so far, and they've ended with loaves of bread. Each one of them. Every time that I come to like a next end of the month where they're like, oh, and we're planning to add this. And then when they actually add it in there, it's not disappointing. So everything that they've said they've done, they've promised on. I don't think of one. And then, so the build that I got to see.
You probably voted for Barack.
Definitely. The first time, yeah. So the build that I saw, they just finally added water because it's still an early build. So it was just like, okay, they added water. This is not
banging to the game that just put water in their game.
So I
look forward to this game in 2035.
Everybody knows I don't go soft on interviews, and you'll hear it whenever you hear the sound clip. I was like, okay, so you just add water. That would be my reaction, right? So I'm like, is water dynamic? Are we going to get water that actually fills in, you know? And he was like, and so with the brightest of grins on his face, which transferred over to my face as soon as I saw that, he was just like,
you got a man crush.
You're saying what we're doing. Like, this, you might as well.
This is transcending video games. This is really Aaron's personal love because for this developer guy.
And put it this way, too, because their whole theory or their whole motto and their whole, you know, drive for
you
this.
You sound like me talking about Windows Phone.
But see, the problem is my stuff backs it up. And it's not going to be 20 years from now. It's going to be...
It is going to be 20 years from now.
They're developing as they go. And this is the other thing. Like I said, their whole motto is they're making the game that the player wants. So all their ideas literally are, I would probably say, 50-50. It's the players and them developing this game together. So as EverQuest, they're getting people that are loving Landmark. And they haven't even come out with that, like you said, the main game yet. Okay. So when this main game comes out, it's going to be spectacular. Look how many people play Minecraft by itself, vanilla, right? And it has no story. It has no, structure whatsoever. They just drop you in a world. You build what you want.
I agree. I think your game will get it next year because it'll still be way in development, I'm sure.
No.
And it'll be more of a complete idea. Then maybe you'll have a case. No. It's just too early.
It's not
and
too
that's
early.
What Stone Cold said so.
No.
Is that how the line went?
No.
And that's the bottom line.
And that's right.
Because
you can't, you get
damn me. Him.
You know what? The games that you guys both gave bangies.
Hold on. Let's, okay, go finish this thought and then we'll move on.
Games that you guys
time.
Both gave bangies will be forgotten. And I guarantee 2 years. Guarantee it.
I don't think you're right, but...
Guaranteed. You know
what? Smash Brothers?
You know why?
You
yeah.
think Smash Brothers is going to be gone in 2 years?
No.
People today are still playing Smash Brothers from
but is it
8
on the,
years
is
ago.
It, okay, Smash Brothers what? It was the last one out. Brawl, right?
Yes.
Is it on the same hype? If they were like, we're bringing out DLC for Smash Brothers Brawl
that was
tomorrow.
A long time ago, though.
Tomorrow,
I,
I'm
oh,
saying.
Oh, I bet. I bet people would still get on that.
They would it, ha- would it have the same hype as it did when it first came out?
Of course not.
All right. Right.
No game that has DLC that comes out 4 years later is going to have that same amount of hype.
If it's good, yes, it is. The developer told me, Jordan
here,
told
here,
me
here,
directly.
Let's move on. It's time to move on.
Said,
see, now we know you're
he
being
said,
crazy. He told me directly.
In the private interview.
He
said,
if
I
would never lie when he's trying to sell his
could,
product.
No, this is not trying to sell his product.
Okay.
All he said was, he said,
to,
I
not
can't see.
Make money.
He said, I no, he's 100% in to make money. 100% to make
okay.
money. He said, I can't see myself making another game after this. I can just see myself developing this because
that's very sweet.
It has everything in it. It's not an Ed Boon line where it's as long as it's out, we'll make DLC for it.
That bastard.
I know, but it's just like I can see why he says that because there's so much to do in this game.
I
want to
push you guys.
There was a private interview that Aaron had with him that could not be discussed. It was in a dark black room behind
and it was
everything
the most
else.
Intimate and sweet interview that
5 minutes of that guy's life
and
the pictures
why.
Are online everybody the
so
online.
I want to push everybody so we all picked our favorite games. I want to know and you have to choose something.
Okay,
no game is perfect. What would you say is the one or the biggest weakness of the game you gave your bangy to?
Okay, I would just probably say the stage that it's in, the things that you guys try to attack it with where it's not complete. That's about it. I mean, as soon as it is, it of course, it's going to be amazing. But I found about this game months ago. You know, we did a show and everything on it. And it's like, I want it now. Like, you know, I understand that you're telling me all this. And I see that you are trickling it out little by little. And you are doing it at a steady pace. But give it to me now. So it's not, you know, complete.
So this is going to be a PC MMO, right?
And PS4, I think.
So it will be mapped for a controller.
Yeah, Sony, because it's Sony Online. It's you know, they're
so
baby.
That I was gonna say that would be one I would see for you as a potential issue if there's no controller because you don't get into MMOs like that.
No, not necessarily.
Because this awesome game, this best game in the world, could come out and you could suck at it.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean
that would ruin it.
It would be terrible, but I mean Hey, and I'm like, I was trying to hit him with questions. I swear to you. I was like, if I build this here, what the heck, you know, is going to stop people from doing this?
And the game is in such an early part, he could just say whatever Aaron wanted to hear.
But no, he would show me, like, the healing factor of the land and stuff like that. Whenever you dig holes, how you can heal it back up to the original, how the way the server was and stuff like that. It's good. Just
Jada, good. Super Smash, what would you change about this one?
I would have to say I need more game modes. I need more variety because, I mean, as much as I love Smash and it's, you know, I could play Smash every day if I have my Smash rival to go against to play every day one-on-one. I'd still like some other different types of game modes added in there. You know, Smash Run only being put in the 3DS version, I feel is a huge, huge miss on the developers for not putting that in the Wii U version, because I got the chance to play that twice on the 3DS and I loved it. But I would love to see that on the bigger screen. So just more game modes and variety for that in that mode.
And I think that would have helped give it a case. If they came with a outstanding new mode on top of its already legendary, you know, multiplayer combat versus each other.
Yeah, because I don't even think they're doing a campaign this time, if I remember right.
So yeah, what I loved more the campaign. Even though too. There was nothing to it, I still loved
what
it.
What more can you do then? Because I thought the campaign was like the pinnacle of what they can do for
I think you could Smash expand Brothers. Upon that campaign, maybe.
So then just a bigger campaign, right?
Bigger, campaign more of the, you know, smash the targets, get to the gate, those type of things, adding those type of extra mini game modes, the home run.
Well, those are
going to
be, you know, those
like
are going to be in
I
there.
I hope so.
That's got to be in there. Like, that would be a disservice to
the fans.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. So I'm hoping they, you know, hopefully they get smart about Smash Run mode and they see that it's a huge height, you know, hopefully the 3DS version doesn't tank. I think it probably won't do as well since it got pushed back to October instead of a summer launch. It's going to hurt the 3DS sales by far because people are going to be like, why buy it for the 3DS? I can wait another month or two and get it for the Wii U.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big hurdle for them to overcome now with that delay. But I think hopefully I'll pay $5 to put Smash Run if they'll develop it for the Wii U. I'd pay $5 for DLC, $10 tops to add it into the Wii U version.
All right, and that ends the whole segment. I win.
Yeah,
yeah, you definitely got it. I can pick out four.
These guys already talking about their own game. No, I think the biggest thing with Destiny for me is the lack there of customization on the character. I was extremely disappointed when we went into the character creation mode, and I knew there was only going to be three classes. I read that there was only going to be three races. But the races are purely aesthetic. They give no special boosts. Mm. They're just purely looks. And it's like one of those creative modes where there's like seven faces. And you just cycle through which one you want. So there's clearly the black dude. There's the white guy face. The Asian guy face. And that's it. You know, there's no like you can't make the eyes go this way or get this nose on this mouth or whatever. And then there's like... This is alpha, so they mm-hmm. could add more, you know, hopefully.
They're not going to.
They might. I asked the guy that's actually at the top?
I asked the guy who worked on Halo 2,
so I was very happy about
personally,
that.
I don't see them adding more facial stuff. They might do more, like, hair types.
Because they said it's an armor-based game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's armor.
That's
so,
exactly it. That's what kind of is about it. But the other thing, too, and it's probably caused by the decision to go armor is that there's no body adjustment whatsoever.
Yeah, everybody's supposed
so
to be
all the characters are going to be the same height.
They're just taking the model from Master Chief and then porting it over. That's all they're doing.
Though I am going to choose the Titan class when I end up making my character, just because he's clearly Master Chief.
I made my character actually today. I just started the alpha. Went Warlock. So
what's the third one then?
The Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Oh, like the stealth
the
sniper
damage
guy?
Dealer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't actually get to play any. I loaded in and then rushed out here so I could make it to the podcast, but
I don't even know.
I guess I had time.
That's one I don't even know what I would pick.
Really? The only and then just like Borderlands, each one has their own special ability. And it's class based, so it's not like each class has multiple abilities to choose from or anything. Mm-hmm. So if you choose Warlock, you just have this one. If you choose Titan, you have this one.
Oh, that sounds
and
so linear.
Well, it's just like Borderlands. And Borderlands is an awesome game. So, but I would have just preferred more, but they got to save something for Destiny 2.
Wow, really? You're done.
I'm hoping more on the side of DLC with extra classes and stuff like that. More of a wow thing where they do a big expansion every 2 years or something like that, and they add one or two extra classes and stuff like
It's not quite an MMO. You know, it can't be a landmark, so...
You know, one thing that was interesting that happened to me completely organically in the game to be Peter Molyneux is we were in...
You had a dog?
It was me and then the developer were playing together. And,
and the developer were playing together.
Was he the highest developer?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure he was.
Jordson.
He looked like he had some weed. But wow. He's answering questions to another person in the media who didn't really want to play. She was kind of older and like was just wanting to know information. So he was talking to her, and off in the distance, what do I spot? But a little icon that says like man down. And so I was like, oh crap, I get to be the hero. And I asked the guy first, I was like, this is man down. Are we on a live server? He's like, yeah, that's probably another developer somewhere in headquarters or whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go save him. And I jump on my bike, rush across the map.
Are the ghosts fast in that?
Oh yeah. Okay. And they're not ghosts.
I mean, you just said,
they're called the sparrows?
The shriek, I think.
Really? The shriek?
Or the shike? Or
It's probably, yeah. So the motorbike, the mongoose, is called the sparrow now. It's a hoverbike. It's called the sparrow.
Another fast animal, huh? Is that what we're going with?
I fully admit that the game is a lot like Halo, even down to your guide, who I think is voiced by Peter Dinklage.
If somebody in the...
It's got Peter Dinklage.
If somebody in the gaming world... If somebody in the gaming world can please... That's a coder.
Is Tyrion Lannister himself going to be in Landmark?
I don't know.
Then you lose.
Wow.
I can tell today
if we have a viewer,
Destiny has Peter Dinklage.
If we have a coder somewhere out there that's a fan, please go into the Destiny code and find the Halo code that they've just ripped from one and moved to the other.
It's not a secret.
It's in there.
Not a secret.
From either of your guys' games, do you have somebody who recorded a bump for our show?
No.
I do.
No, I don't.
We have the Mario bump.
Oh, yeah. I got that,
It doesn't matter.
If I wasn't so starstruck, I probably would have got the bump. But
I wouldn't have used it.
Yeah, you would have.
Nobody knows his voice. Nobody cares.
You would have.
Nobody cares.
I guarantee
Aaron.
You know what? I don't say this about any MMOs. It's a WoW killer.
Okay, we're done. Wrapping up.
Wow
is already dead.
Our grand adventure in LA. We had such an awesome time. We want to thank Nerd Reactor, the good people at the LA Convention Center. I want to thank Gamertag Radio for being awesome. Adam Sessler was cool. We got to see so many people. Aaron, start saying some people.
Donald Glover. Next time we'll catch you there.
Say hi next time.
Yeah, you know. What's his name? Danny?
John,
Danny
Chris. Pudis. Everybody from Nerd Reactor, you guys are
cool. Oh, yeah, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Big time. Couldn't show no more love.
JB.
Awesome.
JR.
And JR.
Yeah, there's a lot of acronyms.
There's a lot of acronyms. JR
CJ,
for all, like, showing us the
QB.
Nightlife.
Yeah. Thank you.
Went bar hopping the first night, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool. Everybody was awesome. Final thoughts, Jada, for E3 Adventure.
Can't wait for the next one.
We'll be there.
Play Landmark, everybody.
Landmark for Aaron.
If you get in the freaking beta.
Oh, and I'm sure since you had personal conversation, you'll be in it.
Oh, yeah. We have some giveaways, actually, for that.
We do.
Yeah. We'll be giving away next week.
I want one.
What? You want one.
I don't
After
want
all
one.
The trash talking you just did, I'm actually email him personally and tell him this email you need to exclude. Anything that says CV.
Just block it.
The real CVR, no matter what.
Well, I'll get my initials right, first of all.
Yeah, and I'm going to give him your home address. That way he can build your home in the game and then have it be a stay-away zone to where everybody just keeps away from it. Yeah, you're on the bad list now.
That's terrible.
This game is going to be amazing.
Well, anything else we could think of? Man, it was just a mind-blowing experience. We'll be back next year. I think Jada will be going to PAX.
We'll be back
PAX.
Next year?
Hoping to go to PAX,
We'll be
yeah.
back to E3.
Ah, okay.
Year.
I thought you meant like we're going to...
We are
taking
a hiatus next week, so no new episode. We will, however, be posting an episode separate from this that has all of the exclusive interviews that we got at E3. Again, we thank you, the fan, the listener, for helping us out to get where we are, and we're going to move on with you in the future. Bye.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
What are you
doing, man? I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.